RVS.
Once there was a rabbit named Eustace, Eustace the useless rabbit. His nose wouldn't twitch, and when it would itch, he was too lazy to scratch it. All his friends made fun of poor Eustace, Eustace the useless rabbit. One day he arose with a fly on his nose, but he was too lazy to catch it. Then one day a man told Eustace, "You can be useful, you know. Let me paint your picture, sonny. You can be the Easter Bunny. Now each year you see little Eustace, Eustace the useless rabbit. With all cares behind him on Easter, you'll find him there in your Easter basket." "You can be useful, you know. Let me paint your picture, sonny. You can be the Easter Bunny. Now each year you see little Eustace, Eustace the useless rabbit. With all cares behind him on Easter, you'll find him there in your Easter basket."
Wherever religious songs and hymns are sung, sooner or later one will hear "In the Garden." Occasionally, the song has been subjected to a degree of criticism as being too superficial and sentimental. But one wonders, however, if in the controversy, something of true worth has been overlooked and lost. One day near the Easter season in 1912, Mr. C. Austin Miles, a well-known composer and publisher of gospel hymns, was reading from the Bible the story of the first Easter and the coming of Mary Magdalene and others to the tomb in Joseph's garden very early in the morning. Mystified at finding the tomb empty and fearing that someone had taken away the body of her Lord, Mary went further into the garden. Suddenly, she was confronted with a stranger, supposedly the gardener, to whom she said, "If you have borne him hence, tell me, and I will take him away." And then it was that Jesus the gardener spoke her name, and she fell at his feet and worshipped him. The three stanzas of the song paraphrase the conversation between Mary and the now recognized Savior in words so rich and sweet that even the birds hush their singing. Let this song become a message of the victory and fulfillment of Easter, of hope and good cheer, and even of strong faith, so fitting for today.
"I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Mystified at finding the tomb empty and fearing that someone had taken away the body of her lord, Mary went further into the garden. Suddenly she was confronted with a stranger.
This is a recording of the actual message.
Stalker who never left a trace of himself at a single attack? Or was it James calling herself?
And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Of spring lulls its head against the window, as the grossness of spring lulls its blooded head curare, curare, curare. From the street, curare, curare. As the grossness of spring rolls a tumor balloon to squeak against the window, with the grossness of spring staining into the wall. The chair had been shifted ever so slightly. Say 5 feet or 2 centimeters. The prints of my fingers dusted from doorknobs. A lamp had been dim. Some sawdust where a ring had been, where nice girls were turned into whores. Gardens with fountains where peacocks had strutted, where dead children were born. The splendor of tigers turning to gold in the desert, pale meadows of stranded pyramids. Sunny boy, such a sunny boy, there's a song in the air. Curare, curare, curare. As the grossness of spring lulls its head against the window, as the grossness of spring lulls its blooded head got up so slowly, shuffled across the floor, closed the door on the land, descending the stairs. Dipping into the street, the paralyzed street, Broke says good afternoon, I say good afternoon, it's a lovely afternoon, yes, it's a lovely afternoon. Into pockets unstitching, so weighted with pins. Into eyes imploding on mazes of sins. The puddle beneath the coat, bobbing on a mild chop that rolled in off the river dips and the open water beyond. Curare, curare, curare. Sunny boy, bye bye, sunny boy. Yo and the yo.
The council waits for you, the Pharisees and priests are here for you. Ah, gentlemen, you know why we are here. We've not much time and quite a problem here. A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on his feet. He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
The man is in town right now to whip up some support. Outside our yard.
Quick, Caiaphas, go call the Roman guard.
No, wait. We need a more permanent solution to our problem.
What they can do about Jesus of Nazareth, miracle, wonder man, hero, fools.
No riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute. He's top of the
pole. I see bad things arising. The crowd crowning king, which the Romans would ban. I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man. Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because of one man.
Our elimination because of one man.
Because of one cause of one cause of one man.
What can we do about this Jesus mania?
How do we deal with the carpenter king?
Where do we start with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism?
You have no perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high. We must crush him completely. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die. This Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die. This Jesus must die.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. Was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my walkman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Yeah. I don't want a burning hell. You're gonna burn in hell. Called me Pee-wee, little Pee-wee, the bunny with the big blue eyes. I'm white and fluffy, soft and puffy, the bunny with the big blue eyes. The story goes one Easter morn, they didn't know what to do. All the Easter eggs were brown and white, not a single one was blue. So then they called me little Pee-wee, the bunny with the big blue eyes. I took one look, that's all I took, and here's the big surprise. All the Easter eggs in the basket turned bluer than the bluest skies. That's why they all love Pee-wee, the bunny with the big blue eyes.
Thank you. Get yourself a Tito's de Café and drop a quarter into Lalu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller. This jukebox plays all the good stuff. Cajun, country, small pop, Cajun music that sounds like small pop that sounds like country, country that sounds like Cajun, Cajun that sounds...
That's Lalu Jukebox with Blake Miller, Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7, right here on KRVS.
This program was made possible in part by contributions to KRVS Public Radio from listeners like you.
Hello, this is John Green, the host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to join me each Tuesday from 8 to 10 for the best in the new jazz recordings as well as some oldies but goodies. You can also catch the show from 4 to 6 on Saturday mornings. That's Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.